Crossing the River, Joshua 3-4. The river of Jordan was in flood. The swift flowing waters were treacherous, and there was no bridge or ford. Yet God had told the people that today they would cross into the promised land. Joshua told everyone to gather their belongings and then sent the priests ahead carrying the Ark of the Covenant. As soon as their feet touched the water, it stopped flowing and made a huge wall, and a dry path stretched before the priests. They made their way to the middle of the riverbed, and then the people of Israel began to cross safely over. Not a drop of water touched them. There were so many of them that it took all day to cross, but by nightfall the children of Israel had finally arrived in the land promised to them by God for so many years. Before the priests finished crossing the water, Joshua had one man from each of the 12 tribes of Israel to lift a stone from the middle of the riverbed where the priests had been standing. As soon as the priests stepped into the shore, the river came crashing down once more. Then Joshua collected the 12 stones and built them into a mound as a reminder to the people of how the waters in the river had stopped before the Ark of the Covenant and how God had brought them safely across it and into the Promised Land.